to the side. I spruced it up a bit. Kay must have noticed the look of surprise on my face. We even have a laundromat in the back these days. Fancy. I scanned the neat aisles, all pleasantly lit and shiny, and what looks like a brand new fridge and freezer against the back wall. It isn't the 80s anymore, Ella. We have Wi-Fi now. Kay leans against a proper reception desk, laptop and all, and grins at me. Let me get your key card. She taps a few times on the laptop's keyboard, opens a drawer, and produces a key card like in a hotel. Have you liked our Facebook page? She asks. A grin slipping across her face as she hands me the card. I will, I stammer. Don't worry, it's not mandatory, but a check-in on Facebook is always appreciated. She leans her elbows on the counter. Unless you're here on the down low, of course. I don't immediately know what to say. So unprepared am I by seeing Kay, whom I haven't seen since I last visited West Waters many years ago. So quickly after arriving, and the unexpected topic of conversation that's making me feel uncomfortable. I'm just screwing with you. She rests her almond-shaped eyes on me. Again, that sensation that she's looking right through me and seeing all my scars. Welcome to West Waters. I hope you enjoy your stay with us. It can get quite busy over the weekends, but you should be fine out there in the Goodman cabin. You should see what they've done to the place. I vaguely remember my mother mentioning remodeling the cabin a few years ago, but I was probably too busy to take in the details. Listening to her with one ear while scheduling a lecture in New York and going over a research report. Can't wait. I flip the key card between my fingers a few times, desperate to make more small talk. Not because I'm eager, but because it's what's expected in a situation like this. Is it just you running the place? Kay shrugs. Most cabins are privately owned, so not too much fuss for me. What about the off-season? The next question comes easily because I'm genuinely interested in the answer. People come even when it rains. It's only in the depths of winter that it goes really quiet. Then I take the time to think of ways of improving West Waters, usually over a few beers at the attic. Her chuckle comes from a deep place, like an old man's laugh. A bell that I hadn't even noticed when I followed Kay in goes off as a man with wild white hair walks in. He tilts his chin when he spots me and out of nowhere winks at me. Uncle Pete, Kay says in a loud booming voice. Here's your reading material for today. As the man shuffles to the counter, I make my way to the door. Kay presents him with the New York Times and the Northville Gazette. See you later, Ella, she shouts. I give her a quick wave and exit the shop. Once outside, I need to scan my surroundings to orientate myself. My family's cabin is situated on the edge of the grounds, near the most western tip of the lake. I breathe in a large gulp of air. Then another. Enjoying the quiet, sun-drenched hum of a summer afternoon in Northville, Oregon. Kay was right. From the outside, our cabin looks the same, but the inside could easily appear in country living, the maximizing a tiny space in a semi-fashionable way edition. The wooden boards lining the walls and ceilings are new and light brown, giving the interior a shiny but cozy feel. The kitchenette, taking up half of the lounge area, boasts new appliances, but the true stunner is the bathroom. A dark gray tiled walk-in shower, flanked by one of those modern water basins, the kind of which you can never be sure where the water comes from. I remember an unanswered email from my mother